Before Highway 59 was built around Victoria in the 1970s, motorists traveling toward Houston used Moody Street. It was lined with drive-ins, gas stations, old houses, and parking lots. Amid this urban clutter, what was sure to startle travelers was a classical Roman temple faced in gleaming white stone. The temple is the Royston Nave Memorial. It was built in 1932 to commemorate the native Texas artist Royston Nave, who achieved fame as a painter in New York, but who later painted in and around Victoria. The temple housed Nave's landscapes, seascapes, and portraits. It also served as a library. In 1976, when the library moved to a new home, the temple became an art museum administered by the Victoria Regional Museum Association. The Nave Museum, as it's called today, was built by the artist's widow, Emma McFadden Nave. In 1931, the year Royston Nave died of a heart attack at age 44, oil was discovered on Mrs. Nave's family ranch south of Victoria. It was the first oil strike in Victoria County, and black gold produced the gleaming white temple on Moody Street. The pristine design by San Antonio architects Attlee and Robert Ayers includes six Ionic columns supporting a triangular pediment. Originally, the building contained only one gallery for Nave's paintings. In the 1960s, it was expanded to include a second gallery. The museum's permanent collection includes works by Royston Nave and contemporary American paintings and sculptures. It also hosts traveling exhibits that have included paintings by Andy Warhol, Mary Cassatt, and Frida Kahlo. Though small in stature, with little more than 2,000 square feet, the Nave Museum's monumental design enshrines a widow's devotion to her husband's memory through classical architecture.